I've put up sample PF to the Zergen queue. Today's date is 01/31/2025. Dictation is for Javier Gris. Gris spells G-R-E-S-S. Javier spells J-A-V-I-E-R. Date of birth is 10/23/1985. This is a 39-year-old gentleman here for runny nose, pain and pressure in his frontal and maxillary sinuses, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 10 days, but it's gotten worse in the last 7 days or so. Say he came in today because of increased pain, which is not responding to over-the-counter medication, and increased runny nose. Said he also has a right ear pain, period. Now, patient described pain in his face as pressure-like, worse with leaning forward. Said he has had sinusitis in the past and symptoms are similar. Also said he has had ear infection in the past and symptoms in his right ear is similar, period. Next paragraph, patient denies myalgia, denies chills, denies headache, correction, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, period. He reports sore throat / dry throat. Next line, patient reports right ear pain. Next line, he reports fatigue and tiredness. Next line, patient reports nasal congestion and discharge, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, morbidly obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 121/69. Pulse 97. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Right ear. TM is dull. Effusion is present. Effusion appears purulent. No tracheal tug. He has erythematous external ear canal and edematous external ear canal, period. No mastoid tenderness, no mastoid erythema, period. Next paragraph, face tendon, maxillary and frontal sinuses on the right. Also, he has tender ethmoid sinuses, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat, no edema, no erythema. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or sinuses. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affected, normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2 is acute right otitis media. Number 3, right ear pain. Number 4, sinus headache, period. In clinic, the patient received the following medication: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed for a period of approximately 20 to 25 minutes, then reevaluated. He reported no side effects from the medication and said he's beginning to feel a little better. He was sent home with amoxicillinate 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Next medication, Allegra, 180 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, just give me the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.